Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Moshe Rabin Peshadina, Simcha ben Echagitl, and for Chiel ben Shalamis. We are continuing our discussion of the Koach of Eid Echad. We've had a number of shiurim based on the Torah of Agon, Rabbi Yerucham Bar Haftig. This is the Sefer Divrei Yerucham. We're in Simon Beis now, in the middle of Simon Beis, discussing the Shaila of Eid Echad. Is Eid Echad believed? Is Eid Echad trusted when he testifies about Mammonis, and there's no Cheskes Mammon? That's the huge shot. There's a Cheskes Mammon, of course, we don't believe the Eid Echad. But what about an Eid Echad when there's no Cheskes Mammon? So that's what we've been discussing in the previous Shiurim, and now we will continue. There are those who suggest that an Eid Echad is only not believed when it's Bari Ubari, when both sides are Bari. But if both sides are Shema, if both sides are not sure, there may be, then an Eid Echad is believed. Rabbi Yerucham had questioned that premise. And now we're going to see that it's probably not true. Even Shema v'Shema, Eid Echad is not Naaman if there's no Cheskes Mammon. The Rambam, in the 13th parak of Hilchos Gzeila Aveda, Halacha Gimel, writes, Ba Baal Aveda Menasin Simanim. If the Baal Aveda comes and he gives Simanim, Ein Machzirin Lo Ad Sheyomer Simanim Mufakim. If the Baal Aveda comes and he gives Simanim to his Aveda, you don't give it back to him until he tells you very, very distinct signs, very distinct Simanim. V'haramai, this is 13th parak of Gzeila Aveda, Halacha Gimel. And Ramai, Afal Pishamar Simanim Mufakin, Ein Machzirin Lo, Ad Shiyavi Edim Shehi Shalom. Ramai, even if he said Simanim Mufakim, he gave good, very distinct Simanim, he is also not believed until what? Until he brings Edim, that it says. So Ramai, a dishonest person, needs Edim, and a regular person needs Simanim Mufakim. The Mefarshim and the Rambam explain that the Rambam holds that Simanim are Doraisa, that the power of Simanim, of giving Simanim to prove that an object is yours, is actually rooted in the Torah, and that we're not machzir to a Rambam bis Simanim is also a din Doraisa. It says, Ad Rosh Achicha, Darshei Uim Rambam, who, like the Gemara says, you have to make sure that he's not a Rambam. If he's a Rambam, then you gotta be more careful. You can't just stop and give it back to him with Simanim. So it's understood that the chiluk that we see in the Torah from a rabbi to a regular person is dafka in the din of simanim, that the rabbi can know simanim even on someone else's object. But as far as other beruim, like in Eid Echad, there's no chiluk, because we're not believing him, we're believing the Eid Echad. And if you hold that an Eid Echad is neeman kitrei b'shema v'shema, if you believe that Eid Echad is believed like two, when there's two Shemas, why does the Rambam paskin that the Ramai has to bring Edim? Why Edim? Why not Eid Echad? There's no Cheskes Mammon, and there's no Bari against the Eid Echad. So, those who want to say that when you're not going, when there's just a Shema, and Eid Echad is Naaman, then excuse me, here the Eid Echad should be Naaman, because there's only a Shema, the guy holding the object doesn't know. And bring an Eid Echad, let this Rambam bring an Eid Echad. From the fact that the Rambam doesn't allow the Rambam to bring an Eid Echad, it must be an Eid Echad, Eino Kam L'Mammon, he cannot extract money, even if he's going against a Shema. So you see from this diuk in the Rambam that you need Edim that Eid Echad is not enough to be Motzi Mammonis, even though we're dealing here with a Shema, and even here there's no Cheskes Mammon. The another Raya, the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Kuf Yudal Ramad Beis, says Amar Yechanan ben Broka. That a woman or a minor is believed to say that this swarm of bees emerged from a certain place, and the Nechil Shel Devarim, and the person who it emerged from is gets it back. And Menasi Shemukata Lomer Mikan Yatsin Nechil Zeh. Frek the Gemara, this is Bava Kama Kuf Yadalet Amid Beis. Isha V'Katan Arlav B'nei Eidus Nino. Anisha and a Katan can't give Eidus. So Ma Pitom, that Anisha and a Katan are believed to say that this Nechil Shel Dvorim, this swarm of bees, came from a certain place. They're not B'nei Eidus. And says the Gemara, Hachav Mayaskinan here we're dealing with a case where the owner were pursuing the bees, and the woman and the miner were meisich lefitumam. They were speaking offhandedly and saying, it was from here that this swarm emerged. Ayin sham in the Gemara. So in this context, it can be assumed that the person identified as the real owner of the bees, the person identified as the owner is the owner of the bees, even if they don't give formal testimony in court. So if you hold Sakya Rabbi Gagoyin Rabbi Ruchim Zatzal, Vimi Sade Ad Eid Echot, Neamon Bimamen Hechide Ein Ba, Lahoitzi Mechazaka, Velakas Tainas Bari Kenegdai, Kamoy Hacha Benachil, if you hold that an Eid Echad is believed by Mominus, where he's not coming to be Motzei Mechazaka, and there's no Tainas Bari against him, like here, in this Nechil Shel Dvorim, in this swarm of bees, we should have believed the Isha and the Katan, like we see in the Rambam in the 5th Perek of Hilchos Eidus, that Kol Mokum Shem Min HaTor Eid Echad Af Isha V'Karv Ne'amonim. So it says in the Rambam that whenever the Torah believed in Eid Echad, that includes an Isha and a Karv. So why do we require Be'isha V'Katan Meisichim L'Fitumam? It shouldn't be Meisichim L'Fitumam, because they're speaking offhandedly, so they have special Ne'amanus. Why do they have special Ne'amanus? Because there's only because they're Meisichim L'Fitumam. They should be believed because it's Eid Echad, and it's against it's not against the Cheskes Mammon. Why don't we just believe them? So it's Muchach from the Gemara that the Gemara is learning that Eid Echad is not Kam L'Mammon, even the Chaygavin of Nachil, where there's no Chazaka and there's no Bari against them. And Eid Echad isn't believed, and certainly an Isha and a Katan are not believed, unless they may see a Chlefituma. And the reason Rabbi Yechanan tells us an Isha and a Katan, it's a Rabusa. It's telling us a Chiddush. That if they may see a Chlefituma, Af Isha and a Katan Ne'amonim. Even if they may see a Chlefituma, we give them an Ne'amonis to an Isha and a Katan. Continued Rabbi Yeruchim of Aladain, again, this is in the Sefer Divrei Yeruchim in Simon Beis. Av Aladain yesh lachluk v'loimer, the shiny aveda, the omnam leka cheskes mamon, aval ikar ruben kenegda. So we wanted to bring a raya from aveda. By aveda, like here, there's no cheskes mamon, but there's a rove against you. Right, and we also spoke about in the previous shir to Simanim v'Simanim v'Eid Echad. Two guys have Simanim, one of them has an Eid Echad that says Yaniach. So you have to leave it. You don't give it, then we're doche that raya. But in this shir, we saw the Rambam in Gzeil of Aveda that you see that one aid is not enough, and is not enough for simanim. The Rambam says if he's a Rama, he has to bring aidim. So you can say no, an aveda is different because it's not a raya by aveda, because there's a rov against you, because it's ruba d'alma. Normally you could believe one aid, but here you have a rov against you. That we should believe the Eid Echad that Reuven lost the object and not somebody else for most of the world. So Biruchim's taina is, in the case of the Aveda that we learned in this shir, and the case of the Nochil, which is also lost, you don't know who belongs to this swarm of bees. So there it's not a raya. Why? Because you're right, you don't believe one aid, because the aid is going against the Rov. Because Rov of the Olam didn't lose it. So Mehechit Tesi, to believe this aid, that this specific person lost it. This specific person saying one is going against the Rov, it's going against everybody. So mehechit teisi, that you can believe this person against the rov. So really, maybe you can believe eid echad against, if there's no cheskes mammon. But not if the eid echad is going against the rov, because eid echad isn't motzi mechazaka, and rubi v'chazaka ruba adif. So since rubi v'chazaka ruba adif, if you don't, Eid Echad can't go against the Chazaka, Eid Echad certainly can't go against the Rov. And therefore, this Eid Echad, you can't believe him when he's coming to go against the Rov and saying, this lost object belongs to so-and-so, because it doesn't belong to most of the people. If there are 10 people and one guy lost something and you say it belongs to one guy, so by saying it belongs to him, you're saying it doesn't belong to the other 9. So the Rov is against you. So maybe specifically in these cases you're not believing the Eid Echad, but normally you could believe the Eid Echad. So that's the suggestion. However, this brings us, this really opens up a Pandora's box for another issue. As Rabbi Yerucham writes, Omnam binyan Eid Echad meid keneged ruba kvar hir ishu b'ze achroinim uberoishim apnei Yoshua b'chidush av peraka oimer. The Achronim already discussed the Eid Echad being made neged Harov. And the Pnei Yehoshua, this Pnei Yehoshua is quoted in many, many Sfarim. The Pnei Yehoshua discusses this in Perakah Omer, and it's Pashat to him that an Eid Echad is Nehman neged Harov. So, ma'isim shebuchol yom, that when you go to a butcher shop and they're mostly treifas, he's believed to tell you which one's the kosher. If there's chalev and shuman, he's believed to tell you which one is even though it's rov chalev, he's believed to say which is the kosher shuman. He's believed to say which is the kosher animal against the rov treifas. So, you do believe in eid echot when it comes to a rov. So don't tell me, here we have a rov, that's why you're not believing in eid echot, because it doesn't belong to most of the people. So by saying it belongs to him, you're going against the rov, because assume he's the rov, that it doesn't, he's among the rov to whom it does not, this object does not belong. No, you do believe in Eid Echad against the rov. And what's the reason? So here's the words, the Heilige Werther of the Pnei Yehoshua. The Hadaloi Mehim in Eid Echad Neged Chazaka Hainu Dafka Hecha Shebelo Divrei Ha'Eid Hava Chazaka Gemor V'Losar Klal. When don't you believe in Eid Echad against the Chazaka? That's Dafko, that without the aid, it would be a Chazaka Gemura without any Reisa. Mashenkin, Hechad Yesh Makom Safek, Belo Divrei Ha'Eid, But if there's a suffix without the words of the aid, the isra chazaka, there's a reyusa on the chazaka, samchinan shapir aid echod, you can very well rely on the one aid. V'hu adin legabe roiv, the same applies to roiv, kem diga miu miuta. Hamisayel divrei, there's a miut that helps the divrei, veinu alik mevara miut mitoich haroiv, he mevara miut mitoich haroiv, and then he concludes, v'adayin tzarech iyun godol b'chol zeh. So this is great. So the Pnei Yoshua says that if you have a reyesa in the chazaka, then Eid Echad is believed, because the chazaka has a weakness, the chazaka has some sort of blemish in it. So the Eid Echad is believed to say, oh, this is against the chazaka, because anyway the chazaka is a reyesa. So too when you have a rov, an Eid Echad is believed against the rov, because you know that there's a miut. So he's just mevarer the miut mitoch harov. You know there's a miut. As long as you know there's a miut here, he's mevarer the miut mitoch harov. So this is not called, when he's Mevarer, that he's the one person who lost this object, that's not called going against the Rov. You're just Mevarer that this is the Miut. Rov Bnei Adam didn't lose it, the Miut did lose it, and this aid is Mevarer who lost it. So that's all the Mahalach of the Bnei Yehoshua. However, Rabbeinu, the Sheif Shmaitza, discusses this in Shmaitza Vov Perek Zayin. He quotes the Pnei Yoshua, and he says differently. V'chein nirul anius daiti, says the Shmaitza, devadei ruba v'chazaka ruba adif, elahadei rechod ne'ma neged ruba v'loi neged chazaka. Hainu lefi masha kasev b'tshuvas maimoyni lehu chasishus, gabei shliach shekideish v'ratza loi marat mukudeshes l'ploini. V'amar li, v'achakoch amar sheta b'diburo, v'kosef shom, v'zel shono, v'dineman mishum eid echad neman b'yisurim, v'afogav dischazik yisur legabei, kokam d'lomer da'atei b'diburei, haloi mikri ischazik yisura, elehecha da'af l'divrei ha'eid, habo lahatir ha'isur, mikanu lahava modu medamei kara asur haya, Go and hide the rage kitten, Gabi, before I necht, before I nechtam, this chazik isur de eshesish av le divrei ashaliach. Ad kan lashon ha tshuvas maimoni. So, what does this mean? So, the Shmaitz is saying that the reason we're somich an erechad neged arov, as the Pnei Yoshua proved from Maisim Shebechol Yom, is because of what it says in Agos Maimoni. Gabei Shliach, you have a certain Shliach who was sent to be Mekadesh as Leah LeRuvain. He was sent to marry off Leah to Ruvain, and when he comes to be Mekadesh, he made a mistake, and he said, Areat Mekudesh as Li, instead of saying this is a very understandable mistake, you're used to saying Arat Mekudesh Asli, that's what you hear, that's the phrase that pays, but in this case he was supposed to say Arat Mekudesh Asli and it isn't Li, so why did he say Li? So the Magos Manos was asked, the Maharam was asked if the aid is believed to say that he made a mistake. Because of Sham Dineman, he's believed. Why? Because Erechad Neman Bisurim. V'afagav dischazik Yisur legabei. So he asks, wait a second, there's a Cheskas Isser. The moment he says Harei HaMakudesh Asli, she's Muchzekas B'Isser. As long as The moment he says Hareya Mekudeshes Li, she's now Muchzekes B'Sereish Hasish, so why is he Naaman to say that he made a mistake? So he answers, Halo Mikri Eschazik Yisur. No. This is not called Eschazik Yisur because Lefi Divrei, it never happened. When's there an Eschazik Yisur? Eschazik Yisur is that the aid comes and says that Meikaro is Becheskes Yisur, and now he's coming to be Matur the Yisur. Like Shliach HaMevi Get Medina Siam, and he says, Bufani Nechad, and the Get is Kasher, there the Divrei, the woman is Usher until now because of Eish Hasish. But here he's saying the Cheskes Yisur never started. So we see Umavur says the Shmaitza Dodei Nerecha Nemen Chazaka and Dafke Hecha Shagam the Divrei May Kara Suraisa Ruba Lotzi Mechazkoso Abel Chaticha Shenasar Vebena Chatichos Loave Ruba Lamanda Lesla Idea of Akara Ezui Abel Hamakib Yodesha Chatichos Vishum and Hinzim Megid Negad Aroi. When are you called going against Isser when it started off Becheskes Isser? So in the same way, when are you called going against the Rov when originally it was a Rov for you? When you think that it's the Rov, when you're not, you don't know which is the, you have a Chaticha that got mixed in, and you don't know which is which. You can talk about a Rov, you can talk about a Miut. You don't know which is which. You say Rov is unkosher and the Miut is kosher, vice versa. But if you know, it's not Neged HaRov. Demand Disle HaKarim Ken Reikum Menachas Bifnei Atzma, it's not part of the group. It has to be part of the group. Aval Neged Chazak Afogav Dehashtim Muteres L'Divreid Modei Da'arach Shabasura Yisev Zebar. So when a person's made Neged HaRov, but he says that he knows this is not part of the Rov, so it's not really part of the group. So he's believed. So if you have a Chazaka, and it's a strong Chazaka, and the Eid says, no, she's Muteres. So what's the Eid essentially saying? The Eid is saying that there was a Chazaka and there's no longer an Isser. So that's Eid Echad being made Neged HaChazaka. There you're not going to believe the Eid Echad. But against the Rov, you are going to believe in Eid Echad. Why? Because he's saying that this isn't part of the Miut. In other words, when you have a Rov and a Miut, it all has to be in one group. It all has to be in one category. But if he knew which is kosher and which isn't, he says this was never part of the miut in Rov. This is like independent. So that's why Neir Echad is believed against the Rov. Because what he's saying is that this isn't part of the Rov and Miut. In other words, if it's a Chazaka and there's already a Cheskes Yisur and he's trying to be Motzi Mecheskes Yisur, that we don't follow. But if there's a Rov and a Miut and he says, no, this is part of the Miut, we believe him. Why do we believe him? Because it was never part of the group. You can't say there's a Rov and a Miut and this is part of the Miut. It isn't even part of the Miut. It isn't part of the group. It's like independent. It was never mixed in. Loave Ruba, Elamanda Lesla Idea Vakar Ezohi. It's only a Rov if the guy who doesn't know. But the guy who knows that this Chaticha is Shuman, he's not being made Neged HaRov. How can you call it being made Neged HaRov? He holds that there is no Rov here. Rov is only if you don't know. But if you know, it's not a Rov. So when it comes to the cases of Aveda, what is this aid essentially saying? This aid has Akara. This aid has Yediya. By the Nachal Shel Devarim and by the Ramai who comes and claims it's his, and we said that bringing an aid is not enough. Why in these two cases is one aid not enough? Why in the Nachal Shel Devarim do we say that the Nashim Ketanim only believe because they're Mesiach Lefituma? Why don't believe them outside Echad and there's no Chazaka here? There's no cheskes mammon. So we should believe them. So what do we want to say? No, they're going against the rov. No, they're not going against the rov. According to the Pnei Yoshua, they're not going against the rov because they're being mevar the miut mitoch harov. They're saying this is the miut. Just like if there's a reis and a chazaka, they're believed. They're also believed to say this is a miut. If you have one rov against a chazaka, you follow a rov. But when it comes to Eid Echad, you can believe in Eid Echad, not if there's a chazaka, but if you can believe in Eid Echad if there's a rov. Because what is he saying? When there's a rov, you know that there's a miut. So he's mevarer, the miut, mitoch harov. So you can believe him. So therefore, in our cases over here, you're right, there's a rov, but we can believe in Eid Echad to be mevarer, miut, mitoch harov. Why don't we? The answer is because in Mamanus you can't believe Eid Echad, even not against the Chazakah. And according to the Mahalach of the Shemaitza also, this Eid Echad, what's this Eid Echad saying? This Eid Echad is saying that it's not part of the, that I have Yedi, I have Akara. So you can't say this is there's a rove against this. There's only a rove against it if you don't have Akara, if you don't have Yedi, if you don't know, and you have a big mixture, you have a big Tarovas. And you don't know, so we can't trust you to say that we have to assume that whatever you take out, any piece you take out, is part of the rov. That's for people who don't know. But for people who do know, this was never part of the miut. This is never buttled to the rov, is never part of the group, because you had a bakara. So it doesn't. It's like being in its own separate box that's stamped kosher. So in both of these cases, since this person claims the nashim ktanim, this eid echad who comes with the rami, if they claim to have yediyah, they're not going against the rov. Because they're saying that there is not rov is only if you don't know. There's the majority like this, the minority like this. That's in cases where there's a lack of yediyah. There you go. Who's the majority? Who's the minority? You don't know. It's just a big mixture. In halacha, when there's rovs and mutes, it's when you don't know. But if you know, then it's not part of the rov or mute. It's its own category that you're aware. You know. So this aid who comes with the rami, he says it belongs to this guy. Why don't we trust him? Why does he need to bring two Edom? He's saying he isn't part of the miut of people this doesn't belong to. That it does belong to. He's saying, I know it belongs to him, so don't talk to me about roves and miuts. I know it belongs to him. The question doesn't even start. I don't look at my mother and say, listen, there's 3 billion mothers in the world, right? So who says she's that dafka, that one woman is my mother? That one lady is my, of all the women in the world, that's my mother. Okay, so my mother has to be at least 12 years older than me, 14 years older than me. So you take every woman in the world is at least 14 years older than me and say, maybe she's my mother. My mother is a very small miut. The answer is she's not a miut at all. I know full well she's my mother. Doesn't even start. So here also, so if it's not going against the rov, so why don't we believe Eid Echad in these two cases? The answer is sorry. No Eid Echad when it comes to Mamanus. Alright, so that's pretty awesome. And there's a lot more. This is a long siman. Usually Rabbeinu HaRav Yeruchim Bar Haftik has kurtzer simanim. He usually has shorter simanim, which I like to give over in these shiurim, because I know the Olam doesn't always, not everybody appreciates the very long simanim. But we try to cut them up into bite-sized pieces. And Amir Tzashem, I hope very much to be able to continue. And he quotes his Rebbe. He learned in Tells. So he quotes Reb Lazer Gordon, Tells of Rosh Yeshiva, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And he discusses his words, and hopefully we will move on and we will see continuing in the flow of Sintaris Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.